DuQuoin Mayor Guy Alonji. First, long time no see, Mayor. How have you been?
Good. How you been, buddy? It's been about a year since I've been on your show.
Right. And I've been missing you here. That's why when I saw the opportunity to call you, I grabbed it up. Governor Warner...
We see each other on Facebook all the time.
We do. Governor Warner officially opens the 2018 Illinois State Fair in Springfield, just around the corner. DuQuoin, busy time of year, but it's not like you don't stay busy at the fairgrounds a lot this year, but of course the fair a little bit bigger. What are we talking about, a little over 3 weeks?
Yeah, we got about 3 weeks to go, and I think we got a good fair coming up. We got a good lineup of entertainment, and I think we'll draw some good numbers. We got Black Smoke here, and our Blackberry Smoke. We got Cheap Trick and Harness Racing, and we got the Osborne Brothers and 2000 Tour and Generation X and Phil Vassar and the races. So I think we got a little bit for everybody.
Well, good, because I know in years past you'd kind of would have liked to seen more money spent on the entertainment acts there in an effort to bring those numbers up for DuQuoin State Fair.
Well, I still like to see more money spent in DuQuoin. I think we still need to renovate our fairgrounds. Our roads aren't in very good shape, but I think the state's starting to heal their wounds a little bit. Maybe they'll start putting more money back into the infrastructure of the facility.
Well, you know, when they had this foundation they had brought online, you know, they wanted $3 million, but got $32,000. There had been some hope there, but no, I think that $32,000 figure kind of dashed a few people's hopes and expectations.
Yeah, I think Illinois is just going to have to belly up and help themselves. I think we need to set our priorities, and I think they need to take the funding level and equally distribute it between the DuQuoin Fair and the Springfield Fair.
Is the DuQuoin State Fair DuQuoin's Christmas when it comes to money in town? And
it's a good event. It may not be the best event for DuQuoin, but overall, it's a regional impact. I think Carbondale and Marion and Mount Vernon reap a little bit more of the harvest than what actually DuQuoin does, because they got the hotel and motel rooms. But yeah, I mean, it's a good economic booster for DuQuoin, but it's not only for DuQuoin, but it's also for the region.
I wonder what your numbers would be like if there was a 4-lane highway running through your area to St. Louis to tap into that group. I mean, it was almost maybe a week ago last night that you had a 4-lane highway coalition for this artery from Southern Illinois into St. Louis. Didn't you host that last week?
Yeah, I hosted that last week here in DuQuoin. That committee's been going for just a little bit over a year, and the hope is that we can take a 4-lane highway and connect it with Route 13 around Murfreesboro and run the 4-lane highway up just west of DuQuoin, about 6 or 7 miles west of DuQuoin, and about 3 miles west of Paintonville, and then shoot it up towards the Redbud area and intersect with Interstate 64 somewhere up around Redbud.
You know, and when I spoke to one of the organizers not long ago, I was surprised to know they some property had already been purchased. That surprised me.
Well, I think there's been some property that's been purchased years ago. I think there's also some option on some land. But you know, as far as construction, you know, we're probably a decade out. They have been trying for the last 25 to 30 years to get this 4-lane highway. And actually, if you look at the state, there's actually nothing on the southwestern side of the state that intersects us with the metro east area. Everything goes up through Interstate 57 and connects with 64, and then, you know, it goes on into the metro east area. So, you know, we need something up there through that southwest corridor, and that's what we're trying to do.
I mean, you when I watch you on Facebook, you are very engaged on a number of different subjects, constantly in DuQuoin, always looking for ideas, beautification or whatever. I mean, this is really become, when I watch from the outside looking in, you're literally on duty constantly with when it comes to your town, whether it's a sporting event or coming up with ideas.
Well, we try to bring ideas to DuQuoin. We try to bring events to DuQuoin. I want DuQuoin to be engaged with DuQuoin itself. We're trying to do a lot of things for our youth here in DuQuoin. We've got our summer concerts in the park. Tomorrow night we're hosting the first ever back-to-school party. We've got about 25 sponsors that came in on that concert and movie. We're going to show Beethoven. We collected over $7,000 in cash and in-kind contributions. We're going to have free food for the kids and free soda for the kids, free popcorn for the kids. I just think it's going to be a good night. We're going to start tomorrow around noon and go to about 4 o'clock with a free swim at our municipal pool. Then from 4 to 7, we're going to have a car show. And then from 6 to 8, Millie Eisenhower, who's a Duke Coin native who now lives in Nashville, is coming back to play with Keenan Rice, and we got it covered. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to show the movie Beethoven, so it should be a good time for Duke Coin.
Hey, if somebody wants to find all that information at one place so they can make it fit their schedule or maybe build a schedule around the event, where would they go for that, Mr. Mayor?
Well, we post usually on the Duke Coin Facebook page, and then also I usually copy and paste all their events off on my Facebook page, too.
Okay. Hey, before I let you go this morning, I'm kind of curious, because I don't know much about this, but I've seen a lot of other people do it and different success depending on different locations, and that is auctioning off theaters that were once one of the most important places in town, right? And now with the video and at home and everything, theaters are not doing all they could, especially the older ones, but you've got an idea and it involves an auction?
Well, it's really not my idea. Regent Bank owns the Duke Coin Grand Theater, and they acquired it through a bankruptcy. They had it for about a year and a half. They offered it to the city of Duke Coin. We had a structural engineer come in and found out that it was going to cost us between $750,000 and $1 million just to bring it back up to code, and that isn't transforming it either into a theater or any type of an event center. So the bank itself decided to go ahead and auction it off. We're hoping that somebody gets it that's got some deep pockets that can do something with it. But I don't know whether the theater will ever, you know, become reality again in Duke Coin. You know, you look down in Carbondale, and just 6 months ago, Carbondale had 16 screens. Now they only got 8. So I think people are moving away from the theater-type atmosphere, and they're seeing those movies more in their homes. But we're hoping that somebody acquires the building and wants to do something with it. The city's definitely willing to step up with some TIF financing and help the individual as long as they come up with a good business plan.
All right. Well, I'm kind of curious to see how that works out, because some places this has worked out. They make a little diner. They do special movies. They put bands on the stage instead of a movie. We've seen some different ideas, but like I said, renovation and getting it up to code and then making it very attractive can once again be an expensive prospect as well. But then again, you know, at an auction, you might just come away with a bargain too. So, you know, there's a balancing act there, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of historical value to that building here in Duke Coin. I know once you get older than 40 years old, you probably got more memories than those that are there less than 40. But, you know, I can remember going to the show in Duke Coin every Saturday. They had matinees, and it was always fun for the kids. But, you know, there's so many things to do now. And Carbondale and Marion, Mount Vernon, they usually get most of that foot traffic on the movies. And, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that something good can happen with that building. I'm just not sure that it's going to be a movie theater.